On Sunday night, when the Emmy Awards are handed out, cable powerhouse HBO and broadcast veteran NBC will have the most at stake. HBO, led by its critically acclaimed dramatic series, 6 Feet Under, has 93 Emmy nominations. NBC has 89, including 21 for its White House-based drama, The West Wing. As NPR's Lynn Neary reports, the Emmy competition reflects a larger battle between cable and broadcasting networks.
Last Sunday, HBO made cable television history.
Last season on The Sopranos.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out. It's a thing of honor.
Our family's been doing our Jersey business a long time with The Sopranos. I want to keep it like that.
All right, come on.
13.4 million people tuned in to watch the start of the fourth season of the HBO phenomenon The Sopranos. That was the first time a premium cable show got a larger audience than any broadcast program in the same time slot. But while ratings are important, Carolyn Strauss, executive vice president for HBO's original programming, says they are only one measure of success for her network.
Critical response, word of mouth, all these things are very important to HBO. The more the buzz goes out for our shows, the more HBO becomes a talked about commodity, and the more people will buy it.
Buzz means everything to HBO because it doesn't depend on advertising for its revenues. It depends on subscribers. And that means it has to sell itself to viewers. To do that, HBO had to find a way to set itself apart, so it turned its attention to original programming. Eventually, Strauss says, the network decided that to create great programs, they had to attract great talent.
And one of the ways that we decided we would be able to get talent was to say, you know, we can't offer you all the things that a network can offer you, but one of the things that we can offer you is the freedom to do your passion project.
The latest HBO hit, 6 Feet Under, was written and created by Alan Ball. His film American Beauty was the talk of Hollywood when Carolyn Strauss approached him with an idea for a show about the funeral business. Ball was intrigued.
Well, I had been watching The Sopranos, like everybody else in America, and I was sort of finding myself actually excited about the medium of television again.
Ball's previous experiences writing for network television had been unhappy ones. HBO, he says, is different.
At HBO, they trusted me. They wanted my voice. I didn't have to go through testing. I didn't have to show my pilot to a room full of people who had, you know, they had pulled in off the street because they had nothing better to do at 4:30 on a Thursday afternoon, and then make series-changing adjustments based on what these random handful of people thought.
6 Feet Under provides Ball with a canvas for exploring the process of death and grieving, sex and love, and the often acerbically comic relations of a very peculiar family.
I've invited Nikolai to dinner Sunday night. I'd like you all to be there.
Nikolai the flower guy?
Yes. He and I are having a sexual relationship now. I'm not sure if it's something that's going to last, but, well, there it is.
For HBO, 6 Feet Under picked up the momentum that started with shows like The Sopranos and Sex and the City and ran with it. No doubt HBO hopes the buzz it has already generated for the network will only grow louder at Sunday's Emmy Awards. Its main competition in the drama categories is NBC's The West Wing, created by Aaron Sorkin.
I don't think there's anyone who could give you an argument that broadcast television has a creative advantage that cable television doesn't. It's not possible.
Sorkin says he's had great support at NBC during the making of The West Wing, but he does envy some of the advantages that HBO offers a writer.
First of all, you do 13 episodes in a season instead of 22. That's an enormous difference. It gives you time to do each one. More importantly, it gives you time to think about them before you write them. The two other things that I envy are you're restricted on broadcast TV in terms of the language that you can use. And finally, no commercials.
Sometimes, Sorkin says, the obstacles force a writer to be more creative. His fictional White House has seen everything from assassination attempts on the president to secret plots against foreign heads of state.
He's on U.S. soil right now. Why can't the FBI act on this?
The FBI's role is investigatory. They're not allowed to engage in a police action.
And the military?
Posse comitatus. You're killing Sharif.
The West Wing is only one of many hits on NBC, which is still the number one network. Comparing HBO to NBC is like apples and oranges, says NBC Entertainment President Jeff Zucker. For starters, Zucker points out, HBO's biggest hits air in a narrow window of time.
If NBC was able to develop programs for just one night of the week that encompassed 2 hours, I think you would see a similar success ratio. I mean, if we could just program Friends and Will and Grace and Frasier and The West Wing and ER, I think there would be a considerable amount of buzz just on NBC. But they're just in an entirely different business.
An entirely different business because the broadcast networks make their money through commercials. And that means they need a lot of viewers to attract advertisers. They can't push the boundaries of television the way HBO does because their sponsors wouldn't go for it, and a lot of viewers probably wouldn't either. Zucker attributes at least some of HBO's popularity to its more sexually explicit and violent programming. His response to the numbers The Sopranos rated last Sunday is dismissive.
That would be about an average hit on NBC. So, again, to take nothing away from it, HBO's in many fewer homes than NBC. But the fact is, we're a broadcaster in the broadest sense of the word, and we want to attract the largest audience possible.
But HBO is not the only threat to the broadcast networks. Barbara Fisher is executive vice president at Lifetime, a cable channel aimed at women. Lifetime is the number one network in advertiser-supported cable.
I think the networks have to take a good hard look. I mean, I know they're putting on a very brave face, and I'm sure I would be if I was an executive at broadcast networks. But I know that they're very concerned with the growth of cable and that cable's taking a big chunk of their audience.
This past summer, says Fisher, while so much attention was focused on HBO, the ratings of advertising-supported cable rose 9%, while the broadcast network share went down. And all the basic cable networks are busy creating their own original series targeted to their own specific audiences. Lifetime has three, including For the People, a show about lawyers who just happen to be women.
What the hell is going on at the DA's office? It's 8:21. I've already dismissed three cases because the people were unable to proceed. Missing witnesses, incorrect witnesses.
There's been a problem getting subpoenas served, Your Honor.
Well, now you have a new problem.
Ultimately, says Fisher, HBO's success has helped the basic cable channels.
I don't really think the viewer cares where they're watching cable or broadcast. I think they care about the shows they're watching. And I think in that sense, it's probably been a good thing for cable, is that clearly the consumer out there, the viewer, knows that there is good programming to be had all over the place.
So on Sunday night, while anyone with an Emmy in hand will be happy, everyone attending the event will understand that the fight continues for the prize that really matters, the audience. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.